you know, I think it's one of those things, looking back on it, we've had a little separation, you know, since we made the trade in August. And, you know, look, you never want to trade a great player, you know, if you don't have to. And we came to the conclusion that we needed to make a move, and we felt like, you know, the path we wanted to take was one that gave us a few different options than potentially making a deal that put all our chips in one basket. So it was not an easy decision by any means, but we feel like the decision we made was the right one for the team, and is a decision that over time will yield some fruit for us.
Yeah, and you heard me mention some of the names involved in that deal. What made that deal so appealing, and maybe the one you went with over some of the other deals, Rob?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it came down to we like some of the younger players that were in the deal. You know, we liked Mo Harkless coming out, and we think Vucevic can be a solid player for us. But it was also about trying to set a culture in place and trying to set the tone for what we want to be about and how we want to compete and how we want to go about our business. So we felt Aflalo would be a guy who could help do that and help really set the tone and really set the culture for us. And the deal gives us some flexibility. We get some picks out of it. We get a little bit of cap relief, and we feel like, you know, we have some avenues to try to improve and build a team here over the next couple of seasons.
Hey, Rob, I know, you know, with the coaching situation, I know when the job came open, there was a ton of guys blowing your phone up, trying to get down there. You know, I know you interviewed a few guys. Why Jacque Vaughn?
Good question. You know, when we started the process and we started interviewing a lot of these different candidates, Jacque was someone who, you know, I had the pleasure of getting to know a little bit when he played in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it was in 08, and I was there working in the front office.
Uh-huh.
And Jacque just had this way about him and this presence and this spirit that really, I think, in my opinion, lended itself to communicating effectively with players, being able to relate to players effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got on the interview process and we started to get to know him, and he started to really show us his X's and O's capability and his ability to command in a locker room and really have guys relate to him, he really separated himself. He really separated himself in the process, and I think he's got a really bright future to be a really good head coach in this league.